I'm a pretty well-seasoned reader of horror, so it's not often that the source of the horror actually sticks with me in my real life for very long, but Black Flame from Gretchen Felker Martin, a book that I finished a few days ago and I'm still thinking about, definitely did that for me. You probably know this author if you've read something like Manhunt or even Cuckoo, and this one operates in a subgenre that I've become increasingly more interested in, that sort of historical horror subgenre, where in Black Flame we have a woman named Ellen who restores old film, like the literal film from film cameras, to bring back older movies. And she comes across one that is apparently haunted and becomes absolutely obsessed with it. A group of German academics present her with this film. It was said to have been destroyed during the events of World War II. And despite how grotesque and odd and eccentric the film is at utterly all times, she cannot stop working on it, even to her own detriment. She's forced to confront elements of her personality that she's been repressing, and the more she works on it, the more obsessed she becomes over its depictions of things like the occult, of debauchery. And despite everything rational and reasonable in her pointing towards thinking that the film is fictional, she starts to think that it is real. And this book also uses that sort of like haunted film subgenre along with historical horror. Two things I've definitely enjoyed in works like Stephen Graham Jones's Buffalo Hunter, Hunter with Historical Horror, and then something like Paul Tremblay's Horror Movie, or even another book I've read this year, House of Leaves, when it comes to that haunted film trope. And there's something about the very tactile nature of actual film from a film camera, bringing all these different elements to life in a very creepy way. I mean, just look at the cover of this book. This one is extremely quick. I would call it more of a novella than a novel, but at the same time, it packs such a powerful punch when it comes to exploring identity, but also consequences of Ellen giving herself over to this film's restoration. So if you've liked Felker Martin's other work, or you're into historical horror or haunted films, I think Black Flame is really going to do it for you. And if you've read it already, let me know what you thought.